Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bring our friend on, Mark Ziegler, San Diego Union-Tribune. Mark, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing great. We're doing good. Talking a little Aztec basketball. Magoon Gwath, guess, went through some of the kind of the rigors of perhaps getting in the draft, decided against it. He's coming back to San Diego State. He also had knee surgery recently. Can you tell us a little bit about the return and the knee surgery?
Well, not a lot of details out. Confirmed on the knee surgery, just that he had it. It was arthroscopic, and they expect him to be ready for the season. And, you know, I kind of pieced together what I knew and what was sort of announced and not announced after he first hurt the knee. And my sense is that it was PCL surgery and that it was what they call an augmented repair, which is where they attach like a piece of suture tape to the ligament to sort of strengthen it, and also it heals quicker than if you do a full reconstruction. And obviously he didn't rupture the ligament, because when he hurt it against Utah State on February 22nd, I mean, he would have been out from that day forward, and he wasn't. And so I think that's what they did. And, you know, I can't get a real read on how long it's going to be. I've heard some people say 6 months. I've heard others say, nah, it's more like five if the surgery goes well. And so that puts him anywhere from 6 weeks to 2 weeks out from the season. So I have a sense he's going to have enough time to get ready. I think just what he's going to miss is some of the off-season stuff, which really starts for them in July. It goes through the month of July, a little bit into August. They get a little bit of a break, and they come back in month of September. So let's say it's two and a half months of workouts he'll miss. But other than that, I think he should be back. So I guess that's the best news of the whole thing.
Yeah, I can confirm he's on campus. I bumped in. I didn't actually make contact with him. But
oh, good.
I bumped into him. Chris Burton, the star player. I stayed clear. But I did see him on campus a couple last week or so. Mark, just through the entire offseason, people are very excited by what you've been writing and what they've been doing. And, you know, you look, if Miles Byrd ends up coming back, and I think that's still up for grabs, but, you know, to have him back, B.J. Davis, Taj DeGorville, the addition of Reese Waters, I think we can't forget about that, Farrell Compton, Magoon, Miles Heidi, that is if they didn't add anybody, but they have added people. Talk about where they've filled in, and should we be as excited as we are?
Yeah, what they did is they added people very strategically. They went out and got three transfers that really addressed needs. The number one need, obviously, when Nick Boyd left was point guard. They got Sean Newman Jr., who a kid from the LA area. He played a couple years at Fullerton, but he was really kind of his JC coach, Perry Webster, called him a COVID kid. And he is one of those kids who just slips through the cracks, right? We can't go out and see him play. His high school season's kind of shortened. We can't go see him in, you know, there's a lot of spring evaluation AAU games and tournaments for unsigned seniors, maybe late bloomers. They couldn't, that all got wiped out. And he just heard about him and took him, and then he got to Fullerton, and then their whole season got wiped out by COVID. And then he just kind of, and then the next year he hurt his knee. So he was really under the radar, and you know, he's been working his way through JC and then Louisiana Tech, number three in the country in assists per game at 7.9, pass first, exactly what they needed. I think late in the season, you know, while Nick Boyd was a point guard in name, he also started, maybe because he recognized they needed more scoring, he was looking for his shot more than he was looking for the pass. There were some guys open, he didn't pass, he elected to shoot, and I, you know, can't dispute that they needed scoring. But this is a guy who's been looking to pass, and they have so many weapons now, particularly if Bird comes back. But you mentioned Reese Waters, you know, the second half of the season, Magoon Gwaith, he's really, really, I think it's, I want to say upgrade, because, you know, some players are better in one area than another, but in terms of the pass first mentality and what this team needs, he's an upgrade in that area. And then they got Jeremiah Oden, who, you know, people are going to sleep on and just think, well, you'd just be a backup to Magoon, et cetera, et cetera. But this is a guy who, in a limited role, did a lot of really, really good things at Wyoming. He can shoot the three, he can drive. He's 6'9". He can play the three if you need him to. He's long, athletic, and he's a sixth-year senior. He'll bring that veteran leadership and experience that they were lacking last season. Same with Sean Newman. And then the other guy, Latrell Davis from San Jose State, they went and got as kind of a cover, I think, in case Bird does go pro. I mean, he can slot, plug and play right into that position. Probably a better offensive player than Bird, to be honest, right now. A better shooter, better scorer. Doesn't give you the defensive length and athleticism. But, man, great kid. He's from England. And I think huge addition to what they have. So, they really nailed everything in terms of getting players back and then adding pieces they needed.
Mark Ziegler joins us here, San Diego Union-Tribune. And Zieg, just a random question. I thought about this today when I saw it go across my phone. I saw Baker Mazzara ended up transferring to USC. Was there any interest in those two perhaps coming back together again?
You know, I'm sure there's interest because they love him as a player and they know what he can do on the floor. He's just a winner. He's won 120 something games in college. It's, again, the sixth year, a lot of experience, a lot of big game experience, can play multiple positions. Great, great passer. I think his passing, people just forget about how good of a passer he was, and it was on display in the Final Four. But I think he's just kind of priced out of the market.
Yeah.
He was at Auburn, and I think they kind of had a deal in principle, and it kind of fell apart. And my understanding is he probably doubled the money. So you can start doing the math on how much he's getting.
Yikes.
And, you know, I don't necessarily blame those kids. Same with Nick Boyd. If you're not a surefire NBA guy, or you may be too old for the NBA, and this is your best earning year of basketball. You can go to Europe, but you're not making $2 or $3 million in Europe. You're just not. And you could probably make as much in one year of college than you might make in your entire pro career combined. And so for these kids to want to go out and grab it, it's hard to blame them. But I think that's probably a little bit of the case of what's going on here.
Mark Ziegler is our guest, and San Diego State basketball, it's not the season, but it's always the season now with the transfer portal and everything and the recruiting. And Mark, talking about what you just mentioned, I mean, the kind of earning power and the money that some of these guys can make, how did the Aztecs end up getting LZ Harrington and a four-star recruit and, you know, CIF state title, St. John Bosco? Is this? It sounds like a great feather in their cap as far as what the talent might be. Why would he choose here and not elsewhere where maybe he makes more money? I hate to put it in those terms, but it seems like that crosses my mind now.
Well, you know, St. John's done a really good job of understanding we have money, but we don't have as much money as other people do. So we've got to find guys that want to be here because they want to be here, not because they want to be here because of what we're paying them. And they firmly believe that's how you win, and they have won with those kind of guys. Reese Waters is one, and who doesn't really – money isn't an issue, and partly because, you know, to be honest, his family isn't in that kind of economic situation where there's a desperation to get money. LZ Harrington, same thing. I mean, his parents are both doctors. I'm sure they're pretty well-to-do, Barack Obama is a family friend. I mean, he told me, he goes, look, I've been exposed to a lot of very, very successful people in life, and I'm not just talking about basketball. I'm in basketball, and LeBron James is his club coach, and Bryce James is one of his friends. And wow. So this is a guy who is a little bit more mature and sees a bigger picture. And, you know, his dad is really ill. He's been very open about that. He's interested in relationships. I mean, he kept saying the word relationships to me when I talked to him. And that's something San Diego State excels in. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, Brian Dutcher is a very likable coach. His players love playing for him. The coaching staff is very veteran. They're very mature. They're not a bunch of, you know, you don't have, I mean, obviously you have a Greco Rope, but you have a lot of guys who've been in coaching for a long time. They're parents. All of them are parents. With young kids, they understand what it is to be a parent. And so I think the kids that appeals to are the kind of kids they're getting. And LZ Harrington 100% falls into that bucket. He was not looking for a payday. He was looking for a home. And you know, he even said to me, he goes, you know, I picked USC when I decommitted from Harvard initially just because it was close. My dad was sick. I considered San Diego State, but I never went and visited it. That was my mistake. And this, when I reopened my recruitment, it allowed me to come visit some of the places that I didn't visit before. And those relationships were still open with the coaches. They were happy for him just wherever he chose. And when it opened up again, the relationships were there, and he came down to visit and just fell in love with it. And yeah, huge feather. I mean, this guy, I think, has an enormous upside, 6'6" point guard. Great floor vision and just a hard worker, and I think he's going to fit in perfectly.
Before you go, Mark, I wanted to ask you, a couple minutes left. Always, great stuff, and I feel totally up to date now on the Aztecs. I'm watching Jaden McDaniels in this series for Minnesota against the Lakers. He is really good, right? The Aztecs had his brother, Jalen McDaniels,
yep,
who was the higher accredited player, if I'm not mistaken, back in college. He's kind of in the G League, back and forth of the NBA. Did the Aztecs ever come close to getting Jaden to play with Jalen? And how did all that
It's a great question.
What do you remember? Remember any of it?
I do. Well, so Jaden was the higher ranked.
Jaden was in the NBA.
He was a five-star top 25 player. The parents loved San Diego State because Jalen was a little bit under the radar, later developing, similar body type, long athletic, and they just loved the way they developed Jalen. And they really wanted Jaden to consider San Diego State. San Diego State was in the mix to the end. The issue was he was young, and, you know, do you want to take a really talented guy who's five stars, who doesn't know how to play defense yet, and have him for 1 year and then lose him? And you look at all the pain that they went through last year with some of the freshmen, right? It's a sophisticated, complex, a lot of reads in their defensive system, and they made some mistakes. They made a lot of mistakes. They had to dumb down a lot of stuff. And the thing was, well, but next year they'll know everything and they'll be a lot better. Well, you knew that with Jaden. He was probably gone, and you wouldn't get that second year.
Yeah.
And what they decided, and this was Brian Dutcher making a decision, they went and got a fifth-year guy who sat on the bench instead. And a lot of people raised their eyebrows and going, what is Dutch doing? Well, that player was Yanni Wetzel, and they went 30-2. And remember, in that season, Nathan Mensa was wiped out for the second half of the season, and then Yanni was really the only big, and he had a major role. He set all the ball screens for Malachi Flynn. He had some monster games that bailed him out of some tough spots, and he had experience. And so that's what they figured. We're only going to have a guy for 1 year. Let's get the experienced guy. And so it didn't really turn him down. He ended up going to Washington. He's from Seattle.
Right.
Jaden did. But it was an interesting dynamic, and man, it worked out well for the Aztecs.
Yeah, interesting.
No doubt about it. Well, as always, Mark, love catching up with you, my man, and we'll do it again here soon.
Thanks so much, Mark, for everything.
Yep, my pleasure. We'll talk to you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.